Hello, everyone, and welcome to All The Way Live Free Yoga Podcast with me, Faith Hunter. This is episode number 25. Today's episode was recorded at Shakti Mind Body Studio, my yoga studio, located right here in Washington, D.C. The theme of today's episode is all about breathing, traveling breath, letting the breath travel through all the nooks and crannies, creases and places located in your body, especially those places where it's sometimes hard to even think that the breath can travel. Hips, knees, shoulders, you know what I'm talking about. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. It is a open level slash level two. There are a couple of little tricky combinations in here because you know that I love my sequences, but I also put in the beginning of class a couple of Tibetan rites, pranayama and postures. So I hope you enjoy those as well. Just as kind of like a warm up and to really get that breath pulsating through your body. As you all know, you can find me on Twitter, Faith Hunter Yoga. You can hit me up on iTunes and also my blog page. And of course, guys, please continue to email me at info@faithhunter.com. Okay, guys, enjoy your yoga class and love life to the fullest. Embrace life with passion. Namaste. Guys, so what would you guys like tonight? What would you like to do? Anything? Nothing? No request? Okay. So come into a comfortable cross-legged position. I want to rest your hands on your knees. And begin to take nice deep inhalations and exhalations, feeling the sits bones pressing and to the mat. Feel the spine growing longer, extending the crown of the head right up into the sky. So as you inhale, focus tonight on where the breath travels. So it slides down the throat, slides into the chest, the belly, the ribs, expand the back body, expands. And then as you exhale, releasing the air, everything draws and softens back into the spine. Breathing in to even the knees and the hips as we sit here in our Sukhasana. And as you exhale, allowing them to soften as the inner thighs open up a little bit more. Taking three more conscious breaths. Fully aware and awakened, watching and observing. And bring your hands to your heart space, let the thumbs rest in the middle. And then you begin to ponder over your intention or dedication for your practice tonight, whatever it may be. And maybe it's just about the breath, just about observing. Inhale together, everybody. Drop your
chin into your chest, feel the back of the neck open, and you can sway your head from the right shoulder to the left shoulder a few times. And then when it feels right, begin to roll your head around and back, moving with the breath. So as you inhale, begin to roll it back. As you exhale, the chin drops into the chest. Moving about 3 or 4 more times to that side. And then begin to shift it over to the other side when you're ready. Three more times, rolling it all the way around and back. And when you feel it's nice and loose, release. All right, guys. So go on and extend your legs out in front of you. So just give a nice little stretch. Flex your feet a little bit. Yeah. And drop your palms behind you. Begin to bend the knees. Make sure the feet are hip bone distance apart. So we're going to take a little, probably two different Tibetan rite practices or movements to start out our practice this evening to warm up. So basically a tabletop. Soles of the feet are on the mat. Palms are behind you a few inches. The fingertips are moving in towards your hips. You're going to inhale, press into the mat. Lift the hips and chest, yeah? As you exhale, let the hips release back and the hips slide through your arms, the legs straighten, the feet flex. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, release back. Keep it moving. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, release back. We're taking 21. Inhale, lift up. Oh my goodness, I told the number. Exhale, release back. This is about 5, and release back, and 6, and release back, and 7, release back, 8, release back, here we go, 9, press it up, release back, here we go, 10, everybody stay strong. And back. Ooh, 11. Keep it moving. If you need to pause, just pause and come back to it. I think we're around 13 now. Inhale. Exhale. And 14. Here we go. 15. 16. 17, release back, 18, almost done, release back, 19, release, 20, release, last one, 21, inhale, press and lift up and hold, deep inhale, exhale, lift the hips high, inhale, exhale, one more. And release, lower the hips to the mat, fold forward, Paschimottanasana, forward bend, release, feeling the energy moving through the body, through the fingers, through the toes, and one thing I find about the Tibetan rites, when you start doing some of the asanas, and the postures that they have, the breath immediately jumps in and takes over. All right, guys, one more breath in your forward bend. slowly lift up, nice and easy. Go on and sweep those legs behind you. Make your way into your downward facing dog. Palms towards the front of the mat. Knees are hip bone distance apart. Go on and pedal your feet. Shift the hips from side to side. Finding a little gentle movement here. So we're going to take one more. And this one is kind of like our yogi up dog, right? So starting in down dog, as you inhale, you're going to roll over into those toes, come right into up dog. As you exhale, curl the toes under down dog. Alright, so as you roll forward, you can come to the tops of the feet or you can keep the toes curled under, your choice. And then exhale, downward facing dog. Let's only take 10, yeah? Because we're going to have plenty of up dogs. Inhale, exhale. I think we're somewhere around 4. Here we go. And 5. Lift the hips as you exhale. 6. Lift it back up, down dog. Here we go. 7. Bring it hard forward. Lift up, down dog. And we're about at number 8. And 9. And last one, 10. And we'll all meet back up in downward facing dog. Go on and pedal the feet. Shift the hips from side to side. Find a little gentle movement here. There we go. And then slowly begin to walk your feet towards the front of the mat, folding over in your Uttanasana. Keep the feet hip bone distance apart. And just take a nice easy twist to the right, walking your fingertips over to the outer edge of your right foot. Opening up the left side of the body, grounding down through the left hip and the left foot. Keeping both legs straight. And wiggle over to the other side, nice and easy. Walking those fingertips over to the left side. You can reach behind your left heel. Drawing the body down towards that left leg. Folding over. And walk your fingertips back to the front of your mats. Soften the knees. Slowly roll your bodies up. Let your head be the very last thing to rise. All right, guys. Go on and bring your big toes together right there in Tadasana. Roll the shoulders back and down. Begin to reconnect with your Ujjayi breath. Deep inhale. Exhale, shoulders soften. Grow long through the spine as you inhale one more time. Exhale, shoulders soften. All right, guys, here we go. Sweep the arms out in front of you. Carry them up over your heads. As you exhale, dive and fold forward. Uttanasana. Inhale, flat back. As you exhale, step your right leg back into a lunge. Pause here in your nice deep lunge, stacking the left knee over your left ankle. One more breath here. Reach back with your right heel. Yep. All right, guys. Sweep both arms up into the sky. High lunge. Hold. Interlace your fingers over your head and then turn the palms up to the sky. Draw those shoulders down as the arms come back behind your ears a little bit. Draw the belly in. One more. Inhale. Exhale. Palms to the mat. Step the left foot back. Plank pose. Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, up dog or cobra. Curl the toes under, downward facing dog. Take 2 breaths here. Deep inhale. Exhale, lift the hips high. One more. Take your right leg, lift it high into the sky. Step the right foot between your hands and pause here first in your lunge. Plant the right foot firmly into the mat and then inhale both arms up into a high lunge. Again, interlace your fingers up over your head, palms pressed to the sky. Deep breath, one more. Drop both palms to the mat, step forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, flat back, exhale, fold and release. Inhale, sweep both arms all the way up into the sky. As you exhale, fold back over your legs. Inhale, flat back. Step your left leg back into a lunge. Sweep both arms up into the sky for your high lunge. And then with both fingertips or both hands reaching up into the sky, you're gonna reach up a little bit more with the right fingertips. And then stretch with the left. So kind of alternate a little bit. Find where you need to hold it more, through maybe through the right side, through the left side. Opening up the left and right sides of the body. One more, a little move and adjustment. And then even out the body, nice and stable. Yeah. Take a deep inhale, exhale, palms to the mat. Step the right foot back, plank pose. Go on, lower down, chaturanga. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Pause for another breath. And here we go, left leg, sweep it up into the sky. Step your left foot between your hands, come up into your high lunge. So if you prefer the little shift and dip move, kind of alternating, you can take that one. If you prefer the palms pressing as you did in my first sun salutation, you can turn the palms up and maybe even sway a little bit on that one from side to side with those hands over your head, opening up the side body. One more breath wherever you are. And drop your palms to the mat. Step forward. Take your forward bend. Inhale, flat back. As you exhale, fold and release. Inhale, sweep your arms up over your head. Exhale, hands by your side. Check out your feet, everybody. Make sure you're spreading those toes wide. And here we go. Bend the knees. Utkatasana. Powerful chair pose. Sink those hips. Get as low as you can possibly go. And then slide your hands behind your back. Interlace your fingers. As you inhale, peel the chest up a little bit more. Keep those knees bent. And then as you exhale, you're going to fold over. Straighten the legs and the arms come over your head. Keep the palms together. Inhale, bend the knees. Lift the heart up. And exhale, fold and straighten. Two more. Inhale, bend the knees. Lift the heart up. Keep those arms strong as you reach the hands back. Exhale, fold over your legs. One more, bend the knees, come into that Utkatasana variation. Now hold here, take another breath, really puff up that chest, draw those shoulders down, and then exhale, fold over. This time stay here with those arms reaching over the head, palms together. Keep the legs nice and straight. One more breath, guys, inhale, exhale. Drop your fingertips to the mat, everybody. Let's go on and jump it back. Inhale, flat back. Step or jump back. Chaturanga. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Take your right leg. Lift it high into the sky. Step your right foot between your hands. Come up into a high lunge. All right, guys. Let's begin to twist it out. Bring your hands to your heart. Twist to the right side, taking the left elbow to the outside of the right knee. If you want to modify, drop the left hand down to the inside or outside of your left foot, and then you can sweep your right arm up into the sky. So find out what works for you. Hang out there, breathe, and spin the center of the chest right up into the sky. There we go. Actively reach back with that heel. There you go. One more breath, guys. All right, slowly inhale both arms back up into your high lunge. Nice and easy. Open out, warrior two. Spin the left heel down, arms open wide. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Right arm up over your head, left hand down the left leg, and let's hold here in the peaceful warrior. Now the left hand can stay resting on that left leg. Yeah, if you want to get in a little bind, take the left hand behind your back, kind of grab the right hip crease. Keep stretching through those right ribs, bending deeply through the right knee. There you go. Ah, get a little lower for me. There you go. All right, guys. Open both arms wide. Warrior two. Take a deep inhale. Exhale. Palms to the mat. Plank pose. Move on through your vinyasa. And we'll all meet back up
in downward facing dog.
Here we go. Left leg lifted up into the sky. Step it between your hands. Come up into your high lunge. Hands to your heart. Twist to the left side. Take it all the way over. Send that right elbow to the outside. Now check out that right leg. Reach the right heel back, but make sure you lift the right knee up. There you go. Mm-hmm. Two more breaths, guys. Now grounding down through your front foot, reaching back with your back heel. Inhale, sweep both arms up into your high lunge. And open out, warrior two. So that back foot is parallel to the back of the mat. That left knee is kind of opening out, angling towards the left pinky toe. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Left arm up, right arm down your leg. Holding here, or taking that little bind to open up the shoulder some more. Right hand behind your back. Now make sure, guys, as you take the peaceful warrior, you bend deeply, yeah, through that front knee, but the side body opens up. There you go. And then take the body over a little bit more. Keep this knee bent. There you go. Last breath. And release. Warrior two. Ooh, sink into it. One more breath. Deep inhale. Exhale, palms to the mat, plank pose, chaturanga. Inhale, urdhva mukha. Exhale, down dog. Take another breath. Reconnect. Using your down dog as home right now. Pause and breathing. Take a deep inhale, rise into your toes, step or jump your feet between your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold and release. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up into the sky. Exhale, hands by your side. All right, guys. Open your feet out about hip bone distance apart. Sweep the arms up over your head, interlace your fingers, extend your index fingers, shoulders draw down. Take a little crescent to the side. So you're going to stretch the body over to the right side, but grounding down through the left foot. The index fingers angle towards the side wall. The left shoulder keeps drawing back as the center of the chest lifts and puffs up. There we go. Pressing down on that left heel and the left foot. One more. Nice breathing, guys. Come on back to center and take it over to the other side. Nice stretch to the right side of the body. Nice. Breathe in to those right ribs. Make sure you're drawing the belly in, engaging Mula Bandha and Uddiyana Bandha here. Keep it nice and tight. Inhale, come on up. And release the arms alongside the body. Bring your feet back together. Here we go. Inhale, sweep your arms up into the sky. Exhale, dive and fold forward over your legs. Bend your knees, Utkatasana, powerful chair pose. Let's take a full breath here. Deep inhale. Exhale, fold over your legs, hands to the mat. Inhale, flat back, step or jump back, chaturanga. Urdhva mukha, up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Take your right leg, lift it high into the sky. Step your right foot between your hands. Warrior one. All right, good. So you're going to get into this twist a little bit deeper. And really make sure that that left foot's turned in about 45 degrees. The hips are nice and square in that warrior one. Because from here, we're going to go right into a twist. Bring your hands to your heart. Try to keep the left foot on the mat. But if you need to, the left heel can come up. Exhale over to your right side. Drop the left elbow to the outside of the right knee. So if that left foot is on the mat, use the left pinky toe side of the foot to press down into the earth. Ooh, breathe. Now let's all give it a little try. Drop your left fingertips down. We have three more breaths here. Sweep the right arm over your head and feel the stretch in the right side of the body. Yeah? Very nice, Camille. Nice, guys. Beautiful work. One more. See if you can get that arm over your head a little bit. Okay, come on up, warrior two. Nice work, guys. Inhale, peaceful. Exhale, warrior two. Sink into that warrior two. There we go. Inhale, peaceful warrior. And exhale, warrior two. One more. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Exhale, warrior two. Now from here, we're going to transition to a half moon pose. Drop the right fingertips down to the mat. Lift the left leg off the mat. Yeah. Left hip is stacked on top of your right hip. The left foot is flexed. All right, guys, so you're going to play with another posture here. You can stay in your half moon or begin to lift up into what I call a floating warrior. So that means the left hip stays open as if you're in a warrior two or a half moon pose, but the right hand begins to lift off the mat and you extend the right arm out in front of you. The left hand can extend back, the torso lifts up as the right hand lifts up. So there should be this nice clean line from the right fingertips, slides through the torso and extends back through that left heel. Woo. One more, guys. And then ease it on back, warrior two. Nice work. Take a deep inhale. Exhale, palms to the mat, plank pose. Take your vinyasa. Up dog and down dog. Take a few breaths.
If you need to take a child's pose, take a child's pose. Do what you need to do.
Left leg, sweep it up into the sky. Step your left foot between your hands. Beautiful Vajrasana one, warrior one. So we're only here for a split second to make sure those hips are nice and square. Pressing down on the back foot. Bring your hands to your heart. Exhale, twist to the left side. Use the right pinky toe side. There you go. Press down. Palms are right at the heart center. Drawing that left shoulder back. Let's go a little deeper. Drop the right hand down to the inside or outside of that foot. Now the left arm extends up over your head. And then you can take that left arm over your head to get a stretch through the side body. Nice. Keep opening the chest. Spin it to the side. There you go. Two more breaths, guys. Last breath. Right, come on out of it. Open out. Warrior two. And inhale, peaceful warrior. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Exhale, warrior two. One more, peaceful warrior. And warrior two. All right. Taking your time, moving into your half moon pose. Shift the weight onto your left leg. Left fingertips under your left shoulder, right hip stacks on top of your left hip. The front body is spreading wide and it's open as the right heel reaches back. And so you're prepping right here, right? There really shouldn't be a lot of weight in those left fingertips because you have to lift the fingertips up to find your floating warrior. Lifting the left fingertips. Where are the bumbos? Engage the core. Yeah. Nice, guys. One more breath. Yeah, it's a tricky one. All right. Ease on back. Warrior two. Here we go. Deep inhale. Exhale, palms to the mat, plank pose. Take your vinyasa. We'll meet back up and down dog. Take a deep inhale, rise into your toes, step or jump with feet between your hands. Inhale, flat back, exhale, fold and release. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Exhale, hands to your side. Alright guys, so let's get into the legs a little bit. Open the feet up, like way wider than hip bone distance apart. Open your feet up about hip bone distance apart. Take your hands to your waist. Squeeze the shoulder blades together. Draw the elbows back. Inhale, lift the heart up. And then exhale, hold. Take your index and middle fingers. Hook them around your big toes. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold down. Crown of the head releases. There you go. Take it as far down as you can. Letting that heart melt over the thighs. Tip the hips up to the sky. Two more breaths here. And release your toes. This time, slide your palms under your feet. So lift the feet up. Slide the palms under as deep as you can so that those toes kind of hit the wrist. Lift the heart up, flat back. Make sure the legs are straight. Exhale, fold. Now here, you really have to focus on engaging your bandhas, right? To keep the body steady and still allow yourself to breathe in this posture a little bit deeper. Yeah? Opening up, going further. So even feeling the back body expand a little bit as you inhale and exhale, as you're folding in, collapsing the chest and the belly. Two more breaths, guys. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Nice. Release the feet. Ah, soften the knees. Roll yourself all the way up. Everybody okay? Everybody good? Feet together. Nice Tadasana. And here we go. Inhale, sweep your arms up into the sky. Exhale, dive and fold forward. And bend the knees, Utkatasana. Exhale, fold over your legs. Inhale, flat back. Step or jump back, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, Urdhva Mukha. Exhale, Adho Mukha. All right, guys, here we go. Sweep your right leg up into the sky. Step your right foot between your hands. Come up into your high lunge. All right, go in and bring your hands to your heart. You're gonna shift the weight forward. Come into Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. Left leg comes off the mat. So now, right, balancing on your right foot, the hips are square. Left hip is rolling down. Those toes take a look at the earth. The heel pressing back towards the back wall. There we go. One more breath. Drop your left fingertips down to the mat, right underneath your shoulder, left shoulder. The right arm sweeps up into the sky. Pravrita Ardha Chandrasana, rotated half moon. Nice. Now, I want you guys to feel the breath here, right? Because it's all about the breath. You can stay in this posture, but if you want to play a little bit tonight for the next few breaths, you can shift in and out of your Ardha Chandrasana. So you can stay in the twisted, or maybe drop the right hand down as you inhale, open. And then exhale, drop the left hand down, send the right arm up. And exhale, drop the right hand down, inhale, send the left arm up. Yeah. And maybe play one more time, left hand down. Exhale into your twist. Let's all meet back up in that. Rotate it, right arm up. Left heel extending back, left hand on the mat. One more breath. All right, guys, right hand to the mat. Left leg stays up and maybe lifts up a little bit higher for your standing split. If you can, walk those fingertips back in line with your right toes. Draw the chin into your chest. Let the heart release forward. Feel free to take a balance. If you want, you can hold on to your ankle with the right hand or both hands, or your hands can come to your heart. One more breath. All right, guys, you can step it or jump it back. Chaturanga Dandasana. Take your vinyasa. We'll all meet back up in down dog. You need to take a child's pose, drop it on down. We'll pause for three breaths. Last breath in your bed. Down dog, here we go. Left leg, carry it up into the sky. And exhale, step it between your hands. Come up into your high lunge as you inhale. All right, nice and stable on that left foot. Spread the left toes wide. Hands to your heart. Shift the weight right onto the left foot. Pluck your right foot off the mat. Send the heart and the crown of the head forward and out. Right heel reaches back. I know, it's a whole lot of balancing on this left leg. It's gone and finer, rotated. Half moon, right hand drops right underneath your right shoulder. Send the left arm up. Make sure that left palm, here you go, facing the side wall to take pressure off your shoulder. Nice, guys. Now you can continue to stay, right? Breathe into the heel. Breathe into the crown of the head to take the pressure off the hips and the legs talking to you. Go on and play with the alternate one. Dropping the left hand down, sweeping the right arm up. Move with your breath. Take it three times at least. And then end up back into your rotated. Yes. Move slowly. Well, don't rush it, guys. Move slowly. Nice long breaths. And then when you complete that last one, get one last little stretch in your rotated Urdhva Dandasana. Oh, grounding through that left foot, everybody. I know, standing split. Oh, ooh. I hear you. Don't worry, I understand. I'm right here with you. There you go. Last breath in your standing split. All right, guys. Step or jump back. Chaturanga. Inhale. Up dog. Exhale. Down dog. Take a deep inhale, rise into your toes. Step or jump your feet between your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, fold and release. All right, guys, stay in the forward fold. Been working those legs a little extra here, so why don't we balance things out and make our way to our arms. Taking Bakasana Crow Pose. So you can walk the toes back a little bit so they're behind you, the hands. Hands and wrists are underneath your shoulders. You can squeeze the outsides of your arms or slide those arms a little bit higher so they come up by your triceps up into your armpits, wherever it feels right. Squeezing, engaging. Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha. Yeah. Sending the chest and the drishti forward. Just the toes lightly lift. Take a few breaths. Nice. Falling out is good. Yeah. Then you know the floor is there.
All right, guys. When you're done, step or jump it back. Chaturanga, take your vinyasa. Up dog and down dog. Go on and inhale out into a plank pose. Lower all the way down to your belly. Nice, yes. No more crazy leg balancing stuff. It's over. Yeah? You bring your arms alongside your body. Turn your head to one side. Just relax here. Feel the breath moving through each little corner and crevice of your body. Turn the head to the other side. All right, everybody. Salabhasana. Locust pose. Starting out with the arms alongside your body. Draw the thighs and toes together. Yeah. Inhale, lift the legs, head, and chest. Draw that belly button into your spine. There we go. And breathe from the crown of the head to the tips of your toes. One more inhale, lift up a little bit higher. And exhale, release. Turn your head to the side. Nice, guys. Just relax, let it go. And interlace your hands behind your back. Press the palms together. All right. Salavasana with the arm variation. Inhale, lift everything up. Reach those arms back and then lift the arms off the butt and the back body. There you go. One more little lift. Inhale. And exhale, release. If you need to, if you feel any pressure in that lower back, shimmy those hips a little bit from side to side. All right, guys. Bend the knees, taking your Dhanurasana, bow pose. Draw the knees together. There we go. Inhale, lift up. And press those feet into the palms. Lift the heart up. Nice, guys. Nice work. Nice work, everybody. One more breath. And exhale. Surrender. Ah, soften. And one more. Bend the knees, reach back for the tops of your feet. If you want to deepen your shoulder opener, bring the palms to the inside of your feet and ankles. And as you flip the palms, rotating the arms outward, that means the thumbs are up. Okay. Here you go. Inhale, lift. Nice. So you should not only feel the shoulders, but the top of the chest. Ah, breathe into the heart space. One more little lift. And let it go. Relax. Turn your head to the side. Relax your arms. Rock it a little bit. Let's take two more breaths. Deep inhale. And slide your hands under your shoulders. Press yourself back for a brief child's pose. We're not going to stay here long because I'm going to get in one more little back bend. So from here, go on and lift right on up onto your knees. And we're going to take the posture of the moth. Which is camel pose. Ustrasana. So you're going to curl the toes under. And if your knees are sensitive, definitely use a blanket or roll your mat up. But you want to make sure those knees are hip bone distance apart. Feet are hip bone distance apart. Toes can come curled under. But if you know your body and you know the posture, you want to start with the tops of the feet on the mat. You can. The hands can come right to the lower back with the fingertips moving down. Shoulder blades draw together, elbows draw together. Puff that heart up, chin can stay tucked in as you begin to arch the back, slowly dropping the hands to your heels if that feels comfortable, or letting them stay in your back or around your hamstrings. I got you, Tony. You got one? Okay, here you go, here's the other one. All right, whenever you need to, come back up. We're gonna take three. Slowly inhale and lift. And then just have a seat on your heels, turn the palms up, and then close your eyes. Yeah. And just breathe into it. Notice how the breath is traveling. Observe any sensations in your body. More. And go on and open your eyes. Slowly lift back up onto your hands or lift onto your knees. Turn the palms down and your hands can go to your lower back again. But if you know your body, go on and drop those hands down to your heels. Go a little bit deeper. And Camille, would you like a block today or you're good? Yes, I gotcha. So you can always use the block right underneath the head if you decide to go a little deeper and the floor is too far away. Whenever you're ready, guys, come on up. Have a seat on your heels, turn the palms up, close the eyes. Just allow yourself to be here in this moment. Notice, feel, and observe what's going on. All right, guys, slowly lift up onto your knees one more time. And here we go. Slowly lower back into your camel pose. Nice work, guys. Very nice. Yeah. Opening up the anahata, the fushuti chakra. Finding that last little burst of energy seeping through. One more. Oh, did it move? There we go. And when you're ready, come on up, full forward child's pose, or you can take camel. And if you're taking camel, you want to curl the toes under, reach your hands back for your heels. You're going to round the back and the crown of the head's going to go to the mat. The face is going to inch in a little deeper towards your knees. So whichever one works for you.
Rabbit.
What's that?
Rabbit.
Yeah, rabbit. Yep. All right, everybody. Come on and sit up. Swing your legs out in front of you. Extend your left leg out in front and beginning into the shoulders, opening them up in prep for our Marichyasana tonight. Okay. So we're going to take Marichyasana A. The right foot's going to come in towards your right hip bone or sits bone, squeezing that right thigh almost under your armpit. And you're making like a handprint or a fist
between your left thigh and the arch of your right foot. That means there's space in between them. All right. Take your right arm up over your head. Take a deep inhale. Exhale. Shift forward. And then inwardly rotate. So that means the thumb goes down. The palm is now facing out. You're going to wrap that right arm around the shin. Bring the right hand to the right hip bone. And the hip crease. The left hand is going to reach back and grab the fingertips. Who needs a strap? Everybody's good? Nice, guys. So in this posture, you can hang out and fold forward with the chest, or you can get in a little twist. So you can keep the bind and actually twist towards the left so that the chest peels up. So whichever one feels good to you. Listen to your bodies. Follow the breath. One more, wherever you are. And release, come back to the front. Now you're gonna keep that right knee bent, but this time you're gonna slide that right leg in a little bit closer. Yeah, so that right foot and the left thigh are actually kissing here. Yeah. So you're gonna take the left arm up. Exhale, twist to the right side. That left arm comes to the outside. Same thing, rotate, send that left palm down and back. And you're gonna wrap that left arm around the shin, and then the right hand is gonna go behind your back. Okay, here we go. And then, where's that arm? There it is, there it is. So let's get you in here, lift up. And I'm going to take that arm around, and I'm going to give you the strap right here. There you go. So you can still work on the twist. Perfect. Two more breaths here in the twist. Deep inhale. Exhale. One more. Inhale. Exhale. Nice work, guys. Slowly release. Bring that right leg out in front of you. Give it a little shake. And then bring the right leg back in, or bend the knee again. Bring the right foot to the inside of the left thigh. Let that right knee drop over to your right for Janushirasana. Yep. Go on and twist the body a little bit so that the sternum slides over your left leg. And fold forward. Hold on with their hands or your strap. Breathing deeply. Two more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. All right, everybody. Slowly come on up. Release the right leg now. We're good. And draw that left leg in. So, Marishyasana A. Make sure there's some space between the right thigh and the left foot. Find your little measurement here. Carry that left arm up. Lengthen through the left side of the body. Yeah, exhale, twist. So all that stretching through the side body helps you find the extension for these binds. And then grab the fingertips or your wrists. Perfect. Send the chest over the leg or take the twist. This time twisting slightly to the right side. Taking the gaze up past your right shoulder. Letting that heart splash open. Two more breaths, everybody. And release.
to the front. And draw that leg in, the foot in a little tighter, prepping for your twist. Extend the right arm up, lengthen through the right side of the body. Exhale, twist to your left. Is that your back? Nice. Deep inhale. Exhale. One more. Deep inhale. Exhale. Last two breaths, everybody. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe and lengthen. Exhale, deepen. And come back to the front. If you need to shake that left leg out, just give it a little shake. And then bring that left foot to the inside of the right thigh for your Janu Shasana. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, fold forward over that right leg. Use your strap, use your hands around your feet. Or your ankle. Relaxing that left hip and the left leg. Letting the breath soften the body as you move deeper. One more breath. And slowly come up. Nice work, everybody. Release. Swing your left leg out in front. Give it a little shake. Nice work. And if you need to, inch yourself forward. Yeah. We're going to make our way into a shoulder stand. Yeah. If you don't want to do shoulder stand tonight, you can take a headstand. So it's up to you guys. Yeah, whatever feels right. Take an inversion. Everybody's like, I don't know. Legs up the wall is always an option too. So listen to your bodies. Do what you need to do. If you're not up for either, right? You can always come to your backs and bring the soles of the feet together in Supta Baddha Konasana. Yeah. Ponder, think about it, and then make your way into it. Do what you need to do, guys. Take your time. I'm giving you about 2 or 3 minutes, about 2 minutes.
And the shoulder stands,
okay. So when you come onto your back, the legs roll over your head. You got it. It came back to you real quick. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Let those legs lift up now and the hands to your lower back. Beautiful. So if you're in that shoulder stand, make sure you draw those elbows together. So in that shoulder stand, give yourself at least 20 breaths if you do need to come out of it before the 20. It's all good. Yeah. It's about listening to your bodies, doing what you need to do. Nice work, guys. Move slowly, move with your breath. Follow the breath. You have to let the body lead, let the breath lead. completed your shoulder stand, begin to make your way into Halasana, plow pose. Letting those legs release over your head. Your hands can stay at your lower back if the toes aren't quite touching the mat. But if the toes touch the mat comfortably, you can release the arms and interlace them behind you. And when you're ready, coming out of that, bend the knees. You can hug those knees into your body. So for my people that were in headstand, make sure that you take your child's pose. Shoulder stand people, begin to roll your backs onto the mat. You can use your hands as support. Let the legs release slowly. And then begin to make your way into your fish pose, palms under your hips. The palms facing down. Inhale, lift the head and chest up. As you exhale, drop the crown of the head back behind you. Nice, guys. And when you're all done, tuck your chin into your chest. Lower your back onto the mat. Yeah. If you have any other little final twists and turns, anything else to do before you take your Shavasana, if you need to take happy baby pose, if you need to take a forward bend, whatever you need to do to feel comfortable in that Shavasana, take the next minute to do that. But if you are ready to let it go in Shavasana, release. For those of you that would like an eye pillow for your eyes, place your hand on your belly and I will come around and give you one. Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Bring gentle movement back into your bodies by wiggling your fingers and toes. And if you need to, slowly begin to extend the arms over your head and stretch both ends of your body. And slowly draw your knees in. Give yourself a hug. Take your time, roll over to your right cheek and shoulder. If you have an eye pillow on your face, just let the eye pillow slide on off. And then take your time, guys. Slowly lift yourself up into a comfortable cross-leg position. Bring your palms together at your heart. Let the thumbs rest in the middle. And we'll seal our class with the sound of Om. Breathing in together. To the fullest, embracing life with passion. Hari Om Tat Sat. Namaste, everyone.